Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, April 10th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for listening, everybody, all over the globe. Thank you. Oh, man, what a day. What a night. It's been a good day, though. Thanks for tuning in. We're really pleased that you guys have come back to get another dose of the big call. And I'm excited to be able to give it to you. And I have some explanation as to why we haven't received this as of today. Okay? I actually have an answer for the reason. Okay, so let's go into, let's go into prayer because we need to pray the call in. And then, Sue, I don't know if anything can top last Tuesday night's teaching. I really don't know.
Well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We can always expand. We can always expand.
We can always expect more, and we can always expand. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Lord God, we thank you so much that Sue is able to find us really good teachings that Bob and I are able to comment on along with Sue. So thank you for that. Thank you for the reasons that I'm getting as to where we are and where we're going. Thank you for moving this along in the right direction for us. And thank you for all the patience. I don't really like the term long-suffering, but it is a gift of the Spirit. It's fruit. It's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you that we can translate long-suffering into patience because many, many of us are exhibiting patience as we wait for this blessing, which will be amazing when it comes in. So we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to everybody moving forward in their own lives according to your will. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Sue, an amazing time of the big call when you bring out a teaching and take us through it, and then we get to comment on it.
It is. What I end up doing, I think about, there are the three of us talking, but then what it's stimulating in, a husband and wife, a person by themselves, just what it stimulates inside and how it helps you to expand. That's and good. This is a very, very key one. Seven secrets to keeping your joy.
Okay.
Are you enjoying your life? If not, God wants you to. Jesus said in John 10:10 that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he came that he may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. I believe this means God wants us to enjoy every part of our lives, not just little bits and pieces here and there. Many people today live their lives in a constant state of stress and turmoil. But as Christians, we don't have to live that way. Why? Because God's Spirit lives in us, and a fruit of His Spirit. Really focus on this. A fruit of His Spirit is joy. Now, this joy is not just a happy feeling based on our circumstances or on the things we possess. It's an unshakable stability in our inner spirit. Joy can range anywhere from a calm delight to extreme hilarity. And it is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. See Nehemiah 8:10. Many years ago, I spent most of my time uptight and upset about something. The reason for this was because my happiness was based entirely on circumstances or things outside of me.
Outside.
If things were going my way, I was happy. If we had money in the bank, I was happy. If it was Friday night, a holiday, or if we were on vacation, I had joy. But since these things accounted for only a small part of my life, The majority of the time I was sad and discontented. As my relationship with God grew, I got tired of being happy only if and when things were going my way. I was weary and worn out from the constant mood swings, and I just wanted to be happy. Life-changing essential. God's word said that I could live my life with joy, and I finally decided that I was going to do whatever it took to have it. As I really started to seek God about this issue, He began to reveal to me several important principles that are critical to receiving and keeping our joy. Following are seven of these life-changing essentials. Number one, be led by the Spirit. One of the most dynamic ways to keep our joy is to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in the ways we should go. Proverbs 16:9, a man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure. Probably one of the hardest things in the world for people is to walk away from doing something that they've done for a long time. In many ways, I can't stand to do the same thing for too long. For example, I've had several pairs of pajamas because I just don't like to look at the same ones all the time. But in certain areas, I'm not like that. I would probably be happy with the same hairstyle until Jesus comes. If we do the same thing the same way too long, it just becomes old and stale. The Holy Spirit will lead us to the change things on purpose just to make us pay attention to Him. Two, simplify your life. Don't try to do too much. Satan works hard to complicate your life, so he can steal your joy. If you want to live a less complicated life, you may have to simplify it by not doing so much. I used to whine and grumble about my schedule, saying, how can anybody do all this? I never have any time to rest. I never take a vacation. If you're too busy, I suggest that you take an hour or so and write down everything you're doing or want to do. Then look at which are the things that are bearing fruit and mark them so that you can keep them and remove the rest from your list. Pray with boldness. Number three, Jesus said, ask and keep on asking, and you will receive, so that your joy or gladness and delight may be full and complete. John 16:24. I believe there are people who are not receiving from God what He wants them to have because they won't ask boldly of Him. Hebrews 4:16 tells us to come boldly before God's throne that we might receive grace and help in our time of need. The Bible says we do not have because we do not ask. See James 4:2. I would rather ask for a lot and get part of it than ask for a little and get all of it. Number four. We're going to see how I'm doing with this. Well, you never know. We may be expanding. We may infinitely expand the new definition. Be quick to forgive. Joy is restored to your life when you learn how to forgive and forget, and these two virtues go together. God tells us He forgives our sins, but puts them as far as the east from the west, and He remembers them no more. See Psalm 103:12. Frequently, we try to forgive people, but forgiveness can't do its redemptive work because we want to remember what they did to us. Why do we need to forgive other people? Because our faith won't work if we don't. Unforgiveness is like dirt and mud on our spirit. It blocks our fellowship with God, and that prevents our spiritual growth. Five, obey God. I can tell you from experience that waking and walking in obedience to God is one of the best ways to have a joyful, outrageously blessed life. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." When we're new believers, we have our own plans and walk in our own ways. However, as we surrender to God to really follow, there will be things he will ask us to do we may not want to do at first. But if we really love him, we'll let him have his way in our lives. Background noise alert, background noise alert. Number
screen door
six.
Close alert, screen door close alert.
Be yourself. Being satisfied and happy with yourself is a very important key to enjoying your life. It was liberating to me when I discovered that I did not have to be like anyone else. Many people think they must become what another person is. That kind of thinking will steal our joy. We don't have to compare anything about our lives to another person's life. And number seven, let God invade every area of your life. A major change that God helped me make years ago was to stop dividing my life into what I thought was spiritual and non-spiritual. Somehow, I'd fallen into a religious trap of feeling like the only time I was pleasing God was when I was doing something spiritual, such as praying, reading the Bible, or ministering at church. But the Bible says that whatever we do, we're to do it as unto the Lord.
This means
that God wants to be included when we're shopping for groceries, pumping gas, and combing hair, just as much as when we can be praying or reading the Word. Remember, enjoying the abundant life Jesus died to give you is based on a decision you make, not on your circumstances. See John 10:10. Joy is God's gift to us, but some of us have never even opened the package. God is just waiting for you to do so. God is in the glory and the lifter of our heads. Start celebrating your life. Don't just endure your days, enjoy your days. Smile, and it will give your face and your spirit a lift. Make a firm decision to enjoy your journey. When you do, you will begin to experience the abundant, joy-filled life that Jesus died to give you. That's our teaching for tonight.
That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. It reminds me of what Joyce Meyer calls her show, Enjoying Everyday Life. And she teaches very well along the lines of everything from her past to where she is now at her current age, and how she's come through a lot of difficult circumstances, especially as a young girl, all the way up through her first marriage and second marriage with somebody who's really stable and biblically minded, and they've done really well together, she and her husband, Dave. So I think we are called to enjoy our lives. And you know what I was thinking when you were reading this in the early part of the teaching, Sue? It seems like the happiest people, and I know joy and happiness are related, but they're not really the same thing, but happy people that seemingly have very little and sometimes seem to be the most happy. You know, on sort of a very, like you mentioned in the teaching, Sue, very simple lives. Simple lives. Without all of the extra outward attractions of things, of possessions, of just anything you can think of that draws you away from your joy or even who you are as a person. So I think what we can learn from this teaching and what I take from it is, you know, sometimes people that have the very least, and I'm thinking of people, for example, in Africa and other countries that children and so on, they seem very happy with very little. And I don't think it means that we should try to encourage that very littleness. I think we should encourage that people have whatever they need, but we know God provides our needs as Jehovah Jireh. But it doesn't mean that every little single thing that we want is going to be good for us. Ultimately, can you have too many pairs of pajamas? Yes. Can you have too many pairs of shoes? No. Yes. It's possible. I mean, really, look. Can you have too many cars? Yes. With a lot of stuff comes responsibility. You know, the more we take on and take, the more it tends to control us. And we're all going to be in a very interesting situation, Sue and Bob, when we have boku money, and we're going to have that soon. And you run out and you start buying all this stuff, you know, just think about it before you do, because a lot of the times, instead of you owning the things own you. You know, and we all can fall to this. We can all fall prey to this and have things that, really, oh, I bought that, but I haven't worn that in 2 years, 3 years. I've never worn that. Well, why'd you buy it then? You know, why did you buy all those hand tools? Why did you buy all those electric tools and all that stuff that just sit there in the garage? You know, unless you use them, you don't need them. And this is what our test is going to be. Our test is going to be, okay, you've got virtually an unlimited bank account coming. And so what are you going to do with it? Are you going to use, yes, you'll use some for yourself. Yes, you'll upgrade your home or repair your home or buy another home. Yes, you'll get a new car, maybe two. Do you really need 8 sports cars? Do you really, you know what I mean? I don't know. I would say it's up to each individual person what they really do. The main thing is, what are you going to do to help others with the money? Are you going to be a giver or a taker? Are you going to give into people's lives with more than just money, with time, with counsel, with advice, with friendship and working with people and loving them? Is that what you're going to do? Remember the verse, it's actually translated, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. I agree the thief is Satan. But, you know, we have to just be very cautious that we don't get caught up and make money our God. The Bible says you can love God or mammon. You know, God or money, you can't love both. And it's not that money is evil, but money is the root of all evil. You don't want to get caught up in that. You know, we want to realize, hey, God is using this money that we're receiving as a tool, as an instrument, as a vehicle, as something that we can use to improve not only our own lives or the lives of our families, but other people that we don't even know. That's what the projects are all about. That's what we're talking about when we talk about Rebuild America, Rebuild International. and all of that. That's where that's going. You know, you can be happy on really very little. And hopefully joy, which is one of the fruits of the Spirit, peace, joy, and love are the first three mentioned. Of those three, you know, love is the most important, but joy is big. Can we be in joy without a whole lot of stuff? Can we be in joy if things aren't exactly going the way we want them to go? And what about our current health in a situation where we're waiting for med beds? Can we still be in joy daily while we wait for those to happen? I think we can. Yes. Am I in joy in my current state of not being able to see much and can't read, can't even read print on the TV? Yes. I'm still in joy. And I'm really looking to see how everybody responds when this RV happens, when the money starts flowing, and when we start getting together to do projects and so on. So that's what I got from the teaching, Sue. I hope I didn't go too far out in left field, but if I am, Bob's out there to keep me grounded. And you're out there too, Sue, but you're in right field. So thank you for that teaching, Sue. I appreciate it. I think it was very good, very helpful, and I know Bob will take us in a new direction. So Bob, what did you think, and how do you respond to that teaching from Sue today?
Thanks, Bruce, and thanks, Sue. And, you know, Bruce, I do believe you are out in left field, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah. I see you as Carl Yastrzemski in left field. And Mickey Mantle has hit the ball, and it's about to go over the green monster 30 feet high. And you, like Yaz, goes back to the wall and jumps up in the air like Superman 35 feet, snags the home run, and floats back down with a parachute so he doesn't sprain his knee on the landing. So that's the kind of left field I see you.
Thank you, brother.
I was at the game in Fenway Park when Carl Yastrzemski got his 3,000th hit.
Oh, wow.
And I selected that game because it was the game he was most likely to do that, and it happened. It was awesome.
Oh, great.
And, Bruce, I feel like we got a double teaching tonight here. We had Sue's seven secrets, and we had your whole commentary. It was like, wow, this is really cool. It's like, but do I really have to now say some comments about this? I was just enjoying listening to both of you so much. But I don't even want to think. I just want to absorb.
Just absorb.
But I did.
Exactly.
Yep. But I love that the part about the fruit at the very beginning, Sue, when you're saying the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And I was like, yeah, that's right. And the first thing I envisioned was an apple tree. And the beautiful fruit that's coming on this tree, and it's like, wow, that tree started as a little tiny seed, and now it's producing this magnificent fruit, and all of that life is totally unfathomable because it's a creation from God that we can't actually understand. And I started thinking about joy and how we can, by being anchored in spirit, we can choose to have joy at any time, because joy comes with the idea that everything is okay. And if we believe that everything is okay because of God's love, which is a creative force, then it sets us free to choose to have joy, because there's no need for us to look for approval from other people to be joyful. There's no need, to have your day go perfectly, as Bruce was saying. And there's no need to believe that Satan has any power over you. Satan will try, But you don't have to believe that he has power over you, and therefore he won't. And because you, with God's love, you get to choose only joy and none of these other worries. And there's no need to worry about things that need to get done at work. You can just do it in, you know, joyful song. And no need to worry about the politics of the day or the gaslighting that's going on, you know, or, you know, even if you're going to sleep well tonight. And you get to just simply make one choice. Choose to feel God's love. And, you know, that gives you the result of experiencing only joy.
Oh, that's good, Bob. It's a beautiful choice. Thank you, Bob. That's great. And thank you for putting me over there where Yaz was. Excellent. So the teaching that you've got comes from, I believe it's Galatians chapter 5, around verse 19 to 21, in that range, talking about the fruits of the Spirit. And there are 9 of them. And they are sort of can be grouped into groups of the first 3, second 3, and last 3. And peace, love, and joy are the first 3. But there are others that come in through that. And if I remember right, that's where you can find those. But I found that's really, you know, important for us to be joyful. I love that in the teaching, to be joyful. And even though we're struggling sometimes and going through a lot of things to get through it, you know, we can still be in joy. You know, and a lot of times it's not going to be the arrival that's going to make us happy or more joyful, because even that's temporary, but it's the journey. Even right now, what we're going through, what we're listening to, what we're speaking about, what Sue's going to bring to us tonight, what Bob's going to bring, what I'm going to bring, it's all part of the journey. So embrace the journey and enjoy the journey that we're on. Have I been on this journey a while? Oh, yeah, over 20 years now, 14 years on the big call. But you know what? I just thank God he's got me in a position to do what I'm doing. And for Sue to come on as a co-host along with Bob to do what she's doing. You know, I look back at my life and think, well, gee, what else could I be doing, you know? Can't read, can't drive, can't do, but what can I do? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And thank God I've had a situation where I could do the big call and help people. And that's really what it's all about. So, Sue, tell us what Bob's comments were good. And I understand where you're coming from on that, Bob. That's kind of why I took the tack that I did. Sue, what tack will you take to tell us about what you thought of this teaching?
Well, it's very, what's the word I would choose? Exciting wouldn't be the word. It's very honoring to be able to bring, especially on this teaching, bring my insight after your comments, Bruce, and Bob's comments, because I think what we're all trying to do is get to a kind of unified understanding. And I like, as I was listening to you, I was listening to you sort of pointing out the possible tendency to reach outside for material goods. To reach outside for your satisfaction. And I'm giving space to this so people can just sort of feel this blend, not like I'm a loud voice, but they can sort of go back inside to where they can rest in ever new joy. And your comments, Bruce, about, you know, we've all heard it, because it's up until now, there's been a really big split between material and spiritual, men and women, in and out, top and bottom, heaven and earth. They've all been separated. And I think what Bob was pointing out is that, and this is what I do, is if it's consolidating, so you can see a light, like a living light of joy, an ever new life force of Christ running through you. If you are aware that spirit was ever new, if you don't limit it to, well, this is going to be, it's going to be this, or it's going to be that, or I'm going to, we're losing yourself, which is separating. When you go outside of yourself for too long, when your eyesight is always outside of yourself, it's always leaving the light within you. And what if you could walk into the world tonight, tomorrow, and feel that you were actually flowing ever new Christ joy, and that you could see it like a stream, you could feel that all your cells were smiling, you would be so full that you wouldn't chase anything to try to get satisfaction from something temporal. You'd know that you were the eternal light of Christ. You would be in joy letting it flow through you, play through you, but you would never lose your identity in joy. And it's because people have never, they haven't been around parents like that, they haven't been around society like that, they haven't had where the masculine and feminine were unified in themselves or outside of themselves. Everything has been so separated. And so you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to, like, go to a lack of trust. You don't have to talk about, well, people are going to do this and they could. No. You're going to trust that when this money comes, you're going to have the opportunity to unify with the ever new joy and light of Christ in you. And you're going to step and move in that. And you don't have to think, just like Bob said, you don't have to think about anything because you're so unified with Christ and that light of joy. Mm-hmm. So I really like what you said, Bruce. And I think we're moving past the place where, I mean, I had a friend 10 years ago that said, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to eat too much. I was like, what? I was like, what? It's like.
Yeah, because you can afford anything you want, you know what I'm saying? And you can
get like, but wait a minute. These are foreign things. These are foreign things to me. But
wherever you are,
trust that you're moving into ever new joy and ever more trust in the light of Christ that's inside of you, filling you, and you don't have to rush outside to get. You have it.
That's right.
What I'd like to leave everybody with.
That's good, Sue. I appreciate those comments. Thank you for that. And, you know, this will be a test, you know, to have what we're going to receive. It's a test for us because what comes with this blessing is responsibility. So we'll see how we all do taking responsibility for what God has given us. All right. Very good, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. Bob, your comments. I love those. And Sue, I love your perspective on it as well. Let's see if we can move into prayer and praise with prayer requests and any praise reports that we might have. Sue, if you pull those up, whenever you're ready, we'll do that.
So we have another one for Pastor Scott. Thank you, Pastor Scott.
Good.
Tonight's praise is for all those Big Call Universe people all across the globe who love Jesus.
Amen.
He's everything, no matter how difficult it may get. My prayer is that you all continue to do your very best as you serve God in and through your projects. I love you all. Thank you for your prayers for me and my family. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Just stay in touch. So one day at a time, just like we all are. One day at a time, brother. Okay, Sue?
Here's another from Sylvia. And Sylvia is saying, may I request prayers for Janet Huggins, who is going through surgeries to remove blood clots in her legs.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so I'd like everybody to just quiet their mind, quiet their heart, put your hand on your heart, and just imagine that we can see Janet and Sylvia and all their families and all the people that they know, everyone that they're connected to, and all of us coming together in a beautiful wave of Christ's blessing and healing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want you to see that her legs are being restored. Just see that there's this beautiful golden light flowing all through her body. See it. Distant healing is a very real thing, and Christ, distant healing is a miraculous thing. And see her legs having the blood clots removed. See Sylvia delighted. See Janet delighted. See you delighted, because you're actually flowing the truth of your power to heal, to bless, and to make this world whole. In Jesus' name, we see it healed, and we say amen.
Amen. Sue, I have a friend of mine that's had that same surgery weeks ago on one leg and the other leg done a week or so ago, and it went very successfully for him, and he had the same issues that you just mentioned in the legs. So we're looking forward to a very good and positive result from those surgeries.
And I'm going to say a prayer. It's going to be somewhat anonymous, but I want everyone to imagine a beautiful family, and all we're doing is we're doing a prayer of, how would I say it? Let's say, the most mighty victory and protection around this family, so that they are supernaturally blessed with the thinking, with the strategies, with the love, with the unity, with the joy. And I'm seeing laughter, like they're laughing at the ridiculousness that anybody would try to test them. And we see them surrounded 24/7 with every breath they take, getting stronger, more powerful, more filled, more mighty, and having this incredible victory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we're going to do one more. And they weren't expecting that prayer, so I'm wondering if
they heard
about
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our closing prayer, 4:10:25.
Jeannie.
God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Sure.
Never lose your sense of wonder. Encourages you to maintain a childlike curiosity and awe through the world around you, even as you mature. It's a reminder to embrace the unexpected, appreciate the beauty of everyday experiences, and view the world with fresh eyes. That's very beautiful, Jeannie. We continue praying to our Heavenly Father for all the leaders, the listeners, Pastor Scott, RV blessings, MedBeds, and world peace, wishing everyone a safe and blessed weekend. And that is closing with our Jeannie's prayer, our praise and prayer segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie. Very good. And I will address the subjects that you did not mention tonight, but I know that we were all thinking about. No problem. Thank you for that, Sue. Very good. Now, Sue, when we talked this evening, you mentioned that some people are still taking advantage of the MedBed 100 and the Quantum Leader Future Founder course. Do you have any plans for anything additional as far as any new courses? Are those on the drawing board yet?
We are, how would I say it? I wasn't anticipating this positioning. We do have a course that, okay, if we were delayed, would, yes, be offered next Tuesday. It's a significant and special course. It's a 3-day course, and it's called Co-Creating Sovereign Authority.
Ooh.
And what's different about this course, and we've been sort of reviewing how we design our courses, is that there are 3 features of the work. One is quantum neuroleadership, which is also really Christ, getting Christ into your body. So it activates clarity, confidence, and it rewires your nervous system. So most people are walking around with this 95% of them that they're not even aware that they took on from being in a very separated, limited, and they've took on a limited identity. Most people are wired for limitation, mm-hmm, because they lived in a world that would have laughed, mm-hmm, at them, or they might be crucified. I literally, back in the day,
yeah,
when I started, it was like 1994, I literally got up at a seminar with 1,000 people, and had been asked, you know, when do you see your life ending? And I said, I don't. We did this
never,
like, timeline thing. That was, yeah, shocking. And then I said, I'm afraid I'm going to be killed because I feel so much happiness and joy. I literally used to feel that feeling.
Ooh.
Because I was really connected to what brought me joy.
Mm-hmm.
So our classes are designed to train leaders to move between worlds. Spiritual insight, emotional mastery, strategic design, and regenerative action. And this upcoming program is to just, it's 3 days, but the very first day, this is a review of 200 classes, hearing people's comments, 32 years of, you know, doing this full time.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing that can bite people in the little tush,
mm-hmm,
is returning to what they know. It's called sabotage. It's called the upper limits problem. It's a very, very highly researched, it's just conditioning. So most people, when they get ready to expand, it's that whole, which I don't know the word for it. When I hear people say, you don't want to be a lottery winner, I'm never going to point out what you could possibly choose. I'm going to put in front of you that it's your choice to focus on what you want to have happen. But you've got to practice that, because 95% of you, and think about this, think about whenever you tried something new, there were the people around you that would try to pull you back. There was the part of you that, and especially when you're going beyond what you've ever known before, you're going to feel like you're walking into the wilderness. So this class is co-create sovereignty, sovereign authority. You've got to decide. You've got to decide. Just put this, let's call it sovereign authority for the close. You've got to decide, and you've got to be very clear and very intentional that you are not going to go back, and you're not going to create a society of people that are just doing the same old, same old. It literally, first of all, I don't think that's going to be possible, because everybody's going to be like literally in a stream that's carrying them somewhere, but they're going to have to be kind of going with the flow. And this class, starting Tuesday, I don't have the dates right in front of me, Wednesday and Thursday would help you do that. It's three. It's a special edition, and it's really designed as our final, if we got to that, our final class. And then,
it'll be 15th, 16th, and 17th, Sue. 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Thank you. Okay, 15th, 16th, and 17th. But it's really designed to get at these. This is not about being an entrepreneur. It comes from, you know, people that have done new things that are innovative. That's the majority of my clients. I've had half corporate, half entrepreneurial clients. But this is really designed for the person that's in their heart, that's going to be building, you know, a new life with their family, a new identity, new things, how not to get lost, and how to be very, when everything else around you is moving so much. Just think about what you're living right now. At least you know that everything is kind of stable. It's like, you know, people that don't leave abusive relationships. Well, at least I know it. Or, you know, there just very few people know how to move into the new and then create what they choose to create. And that's a skill of aligning with Christ, anchoring in your co-creative power. What's different about this? It's different because you're creating not from a small version of yourself, but the version that you want to begin to grow now, which is going to be in alignment with a new world, with a new expanded understanding of your spiritual power in Christ, and to find the people around you that will literally see you as the true spiritual being, becoming master, like Christ, that Christ always wanted us to be. Why did he say, these things and greater will you do? You can't be hanging around with people that can't imagine that for you. So it's going to show you how to find them, how to get beyond sabotage, how to get beyond survival. Most of the things have been about survival, but you can't, you know, be doing all those little distracting things. There's a lot of noise. This is about signal. This is about clarity. This is about joy, but it's also about being very deliberate on having the highest life that you can possibly have. So that's that. And then we have one just we're doing the MedBuds and the Quantum Leader Future Founder. And I just have one testimonial to read.
All right.
And this is Sue, clarifying, expanding, mind-blowing. Thanks for this incredible gift of the two programs, and thank you to Bruce and Bob for all you do for our community, Jack and Sonia. And again, all of these are a living, agile, they're not fixed. And that's the part that I get nervous for people. It's like you've got to start watching. Things are going to start changing. Systems of understanding are going to start changing. Ideas about how reality is created is going to start changing. And this is deep enough in these programs, those two programs and then the coming Sovereign Authority program, are designed so you can take an active role in the reality you're going to be creating. This is not passive. This is not, you know, this is, you're going to be learning, wow, if I get really clear on things, my MedBed experience, and if I get really clear and I see how my thoughts and my feelings and my emotions and my, literally how my energy is going out and attracting what I'm living right now. So look at what you're living right now, and is it your health is good, your finances are good, your relationships are good, people come up to you and they appreciate you, they love you. You can tell how you're doing. You can tell how energy is moving through you. You can tell. You can tell by the people that are around you. You can tell by what they say to you. You can tell if they come up and say interesting things to you. This is designed to help you fall in love with the reality you're going to have the resources to create. Your MedBed reality, that takes reflection, and your quantum reality. Do not let yourself just drag the same version of reality. It's like coming out of a, you know, a ballpark, and you go into the public bathroom and you walk out and you got this toilet paper clinging to your sneaker. Don't do it. This is to
Roll a toilet paper through the hall. Yeah.
Right. Really, it's really just shift that. So if you want either of those programs, this is what you're going to do. If you want the MedBed 100 or the Quantum Leadership, I'll do those two together just because you're used to that, everybody. Just send us an email and say to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds at Hushmail, and just put your name, your telephone number, whether you have PayPal, and whether you want either or. And if you're interested in leaving behind, or both, and if you're interested in leaving behind your old survival-based world, your old relationships, the way you do time, the way you may sabotage yourself, the way you may feel nervous about having all this money and who are you, and you don't want to lean outside of yourself to define yourself by how much you're doing, how much you're building. Those are the old definitions. Those achievement definitions need to be tied to how you're flowing your energy, if you're centered, if you're happy. You can do both together. But if you think you're just going to be doing, and you're not grounded in a nervous system that's filled with, how do I want to design my day so I can provide the best energy I can, it could be challenging. I'm just being really honest. I can't. 32 years of literally observing people go through these kinds of changes, including myself. And so the most important thing you could learn is how to love yourself enough to say, I'm going to have the most incredible experience, and I'm going to learn what it feels like to be moving in flow, to be moving in self-love and self-honoring while serving what's outside of me. And that includes relationships too. Not undergiving, not overgiving. Big, big issue for people, especially in this community. Really big. Really big. And all of that, if it stays the same way, is going to contribute to a society that is lost in doing. Just like the teaching said on Tuesday. You've got to get integrated, hence the name of our email, so you know how to flow your energy. You're masterful in how you create, and that's what we're going to be offering. So just send us an email, integratorminds@hushmail.com, and we will register you for the course if you're interested. Just say I'm in, sovereign, authority. And then if you want the two other courses to buy because they're ready and available, just send us an email as well. So that's us for tonight, Bruce.
Okay, Sue, that sounds great. Yep, I call it CCSA, but Sovereign Authority works in the subject line. Or just
yeah,
say,
I think, yeah, just it'll mean more to them if you give, yeah, Sovereign Authority.
Yeah, Sovereign Authority, yeah, exactly. So, all right, good, Sue, I'll remind them that you're taking reservations for the class, for the new course, Sovereign Authority, and I'll let them know. And I think it's
a
great
idea. Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome, Sue. Thank you. Thank you very much. All righty then. Bob, we've got Myatrol in the barn. It's there and it's shipping out. We've got two sales going on concurrently. I know we've got testimonials and possibly some research. And I'm willing to listen to all of it as soon as you want to tell us.
All right. We do have all of it.
Yeah.
I just want to start reminding people that might not have been listening on Tuesday. We got our Myatrol back in stock.
Yes.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But just briefly for people that might not know what it is, this is a brand new invention in a brand new area of nutraceutical research that helps people to very quickly transform to a place where they can build muscle and have energy at a much younger age. So I'm talking about if you're even in your 80s or 90s, we already have testimonials from people that age that have made dramatic improvements in their life and their health. And it also helps tremendously with focus and concentration and motivation. So a lot of what Sue teaches people is to get really clear, get really anchored in spirit, and be motivated to act and act in a certain way that helps you to be joyful and happy and loving and successful. And sometimes if people are not feeling well, they're old and crumbly, it's harder to do that. But with Myatrol, you can have that focus back, the energy back, the muscular strength back to get up and about and do things. And just want to let people know that's what it is, that's what it does. In a minute, I'm going to explain how it does that. And and it's back in stock. So, also, Bruce, this is a testimonial I want to read because, you know, when 2011 came around, I had already known Larry for a year and a half. Larry Dalton, who's the co-founder of Boomers Forever Young, and I'd been helping him with his health, and we had been, he was so excited about how he had de-aged and got so much better and got all off all his medications, which were dragging him down and making him feel bad. He was so happy about that. He suggested that we start a company where we could help other people do the same thing. And that was sometime at the beginning of 2010, and we were ready. We decided that we were going to do it. And by 2011, in July, we were ready to have other people use the same type of protocols and products. And so it's going on 14 years now, and we got a testimonial yesterday that I haven't read to Larry yet, and I haven't read it to Ken, who's the inventor and creator of our barley product, or to, you know, Manin, who's the owner of the formulating company that makes Boomer Boost. But next week when we have lunch with him, we'll tell him about this testimonial. And it's very simple, but it's a woman that sent in a picture of herself with her 11-year-old grandson. Now, if you look at this picture, you would say, nah, that's not her grandson, that's her 11-year-old son. She looks like his mom. And the testimonial said this: I've been using Boomers Forever Young products for 8 years now. Due to their miraculous formulas, I have an abundance of energy at 73 to work with seniors in home health care and entertain my 11-year-old grandson. This is living life to the fullest. Thanks to Boomers Forever Young. Endless gratitude to the Boomer team. Much love. And this testimonial now, that's 14 years later, is the whole reason that was kind of in Larry's heart, that the reason he wanted to do this. And so I can't wait to show it to him tomorrow and show Larry the picture of this beautiful woman and her amazing 11-year-old son. And I'm going to do the same thing with the people that invented the products that we have. And I have some other testimonials too, one about the Clarity Factor, which is back in stock and a lot of people have started getting it again. This lady wrote in, said, I was starting to get forgetful, but since I started taking Clarity Factor, I'm remembering things much better. Thank you, Boomers. That's excellent. A really great product. That was out of stock for a while. The company went out of business that made it. It took us quite a long time to find an alternative company that would make it exactly the same. There's another person that says, he's talking about using turmeric, but he's used a lot of our products. Said, I've been taking Boomer products for almost 5 years. I feel better now than when I was in my 50s.
Mm. Fantastic.
Here's another one, lady, about using our heirloom barley, which people can get for free right now.
Mm.
So I'll tell you about that in a minute. Even though I've only been using this for 1 week, I can feel it working, and I'm ready to order it again. And I'll skip over a couple that are real short, and then here's one. This is a man who wrote in about the Boomer Boost and barley. Said, I've been using the Boomer Boost and Gladiator barley, the combination that does what they say it's supposed to do. Strength and muscle building, nothing else is close, in my opinion. Well, I have to tell you, sir, add in the Myotrol to your routine and you'll see another miracle on top of that miracle. And so And the other thing I wanted to say here, Bruce, was that we have some really cool sales going on for people.
Okay.
And we're doing a sale right now where if people get their collagen peptides, we're giving them a free canister of heirloom barley. Now, this is what we would call a starter bottle, which lasts a whole month if you're just starting out, right? But later on, you can take more if you want, but there's plenty in there to use with the collagen. And the way that it works is the collagen comes in the form of these peptides that are the building blocks of protein. And in order for those peptides to be assembled into protein, they need metabolic enzymes in order to have that happen. And as we age, we make less of these enzymes. So even if you take in collagen powder, it only works to a certain degree. And it works tremendously well, better than anything else anywhere on the market if you take it with the barley. And so if people are going to get their collagen and they want that free canister of barley, now's the time to do it. That's a $48 value, Bruce. And then the other thing we did was we put the vitamin C on sale 20% off, because vitamin C also acts as a catalyst to help make collagen protein from these peptides. So those are on sale. And we talked about the clarity factor earlier with that testimonial. That is 10% off right now as well. And those are the sales that we have going on. And this is what I wanted to say, Bruce, about our Myotrol product, because yesterday there was an article released that was a summary of a whole bunch of research that's going on in the medical field that's called epigenetic editing. And the epigenome was discovered a long time ago, but some of the details of it are still being discovered. And recently, over the last year and a half, there's been a lot of discoveries, not only about the epigenetic actions, but also what to do when they go wrong. And so just in, you know, the basic form of what we're talking about is your genes are like blueprints, and they have to be activated in order for action to occur. So, for example, with the collagen, when your body needs more collagen for your skin, your hair, your nails, your joints, the genetic code for making collagen is kind of sequestered away, but the sheath that's protecting the DNA gets pinged by something. It can be a steroid hormone, a polyphenol, even a photon, and it displays open this protected coding, and you're able to copy that part of the DNA with your RNA so that you have the code for making these beautiful proteins that are, you know, God's inventions. Each protein is a miraculous work of art. And and in order for that to all work properly, the gene needs to be expressed the right amount, and not too much and not too little. Imagine if you were constantly expressing for making collagen, the next thing you know, you'd have too much bone, you know, too much skin, right? And there are diseases that people get, like muscular dystrophy, that are like that. So, you know, there's a particular protein that needs to be expressed when a child is in the womb, but when the child is born, it's supposed to stop, essentially, or just have a trickle.
Okay.
But in the case of muscular dystrophy, that part of the genome keeps on being expressed. It's producing a protein that's creating a chemical that is making it very difficult for the development of muscle. And so this is a classic example of overexpression, and they now have techniques in the medical field that they're starting clinical trials with humans right now, like this past week and starting up this week and next week, numerous different companies that have invented new technologies for either helping to amplify or suppress genes. And they have successfully cured different diseases like hepatitis B, hepatitis D, muscular dystrophy, certain types of extreme pain that originate in the spinal cord. They've already cured those things in the mouse studies and in the primate studies, and now they're actually doing the studies with human beings, and they fully expect to cure these things, right? Because they've already done it in the other trials. And so this is a massive revolution in the world of health and wellness and disease. This is something that scientists have been dreaming about for a long time, and this week is the sentinel week where we begin the introduction of these technologies for the betterment of mankind. Right? It's not a med bed, but it's going to become very close to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so here's one other thing, Bruce. You know, in the world of medicine, a lot of times the plant scientists or even the shamans kind of came first, right? So, with heart medicine, digitalis, for example, that's a medicine you can get a prescription for now. You can, for decades you've been able to get it. But originally it was, the doctors in the Amazon jungle were giving people the plant to put in their mouth that had digitalis in it. And we found out, the reason it works is there's digitalis in that plant. So let's extract it and make a pill, right? It's easier that way. Plus we get to charge money for it, right?
So exactly.
That's how a lot of medicines came about. Well, in this case of this epigenetic editing we're talking about, the same is true. Why? Because there's already a scientist who's both a medical and plant scientist who holds 40 patents combined in the field of nutrition and pharmaceutical drugs who used plant extracts that he invented his own processes to manipulate, to create extracts, to change the solubility, to purify and detoxify these compounds that he has extracted from plants, put them together, knowing exactly which molecule in which plant was going to activate which gene and either upregulate it or suppress it. Because in the case of helping build muscle and energy, there are certain genes as you age get overexpressed and you produce too much inflammation as a result. And so he was able to knock that gene down so it wouldn't overexpress and upregulate other genes for building muscle, making energy, creating a more brain-derived nootropic factor for focus and concentration. And it's done. He finished it, and it worked. And I was one of the first people that ever took this invention to see, along with many others, if it was really going to be helpful. And lo and behold, it was miraculous. And so that's what Myotrol is. Myotrol is that invention that is an epigenetic modifier that is the precursor to the drugs that are likely to come out over the next 2 or 3 years when those trials are done, right? Mm-hmm. But they're focused on diseases. And what Eric's focused on is health and wellness and longevity. We know that people age kind of at the same rate that they lose muscle. So let's reverse that. Let's let people in their 90s have strong muscles. Right? Let's let people in their 90s produce the amount of energy that a teenager produces. Let's have a person in their 90s have the same capability to get up, make a plan for the day, go to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Create a new business, create a new invention, at whatever age they want. And it sounds too good to be true, and it sounds like science fiction, that people are going to get up off the couch at 89 years old when they're homebound and all they do is go from the couch to the bathroom to their bed and only leave the house to go to the doctor. And now all of a sudden they're back up and about again, working on their farm. Okay, it sounds like science fiction, but I can tell you this is epigenetic editing is being reported in the major scientific journals as a revolution that's going to be unparalleled in the history of medicine. And already the plant scientists are 2 years ahead of them using different techniques to accomplish similar things, right? And so that's when Eric, you know, Kurtz called us to say, would you guys like to be the distributor for my new invention? And he explained how he did it and what it was. And he's like, but first you got to try it. Let me send you some dropper bottles full of this stuff and see what happens to you. And that's where we are now. And partly, Bruce, that's why we ran out of Myotrol a couple of times.
Yeah, I know.
We got it back in stock and opened it up for sale on Monday, and there's already 300 people that decided they wanted to get back started on it. Why? Because it's the real deal, and it works so incredibly well. And when you use it in combination with our collagen, our barley, our Boomer Boost, that's when you get these testimonials from a 73-year-old woman that looks like her grandson's mom, talking about how she's up and about working with elderly people. She's not elderly.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
She's a spry young woman helping the elderly at the age of 73 and taking care of his grandson. And so that's all I wanted to say for tonight. You know, like you, Bruce, sometimes I can get carried away. But
I think it's great.
Anybody wants to see the scientific articles about epigenetic editing that was released yesterday, you know, shoot us an email and say you want to see it, and I'll email it to you.
Oh, fantastic, Bob. That's great. Well, you know, I get excited sometimes and get going, Bob, and I was excited to hear what you had to say tonight about the foundation of Boomers and how it started and Larry and his great story and how everything is moving really beautifully. We have our new Myotrol is back in stock and shipping. And I ordered more, I guess it was Tuesday, I ordered more of it to have a little more backup, as well as a couple of the sale items. And I had the collagen and the heirloom barley coming in with some vitamin C and some aloe vera immune as well. So I'm excited. That ought to be hitting here tomorrow or the next day. And that'll be really, really good. And I'll be in good shape. No, Bob, I really enjoyed that. I love it when you go just slightly technical on us. And it expands our knowledge base and expands. And it's kind of exciting, really. I like it because I know you're on the leading edge of this, of nutrition and health. That's beautiful. So let's let them know how to get there, Bob. To get to the website, which Bob is referring to where these products are, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. Go to bigcalluniverse.com, and at the top you'll see a banner that says Boomers, and it's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it. Next thing you know, you're in Bob's website. You can go through and look at the various products. You can see the number of products that are on sale. You can learn about Myotrol and some of the other things that Bob's referring to and take advantage of the sale primarily online. Most of you guys know how to, you know, put an order in your cart and go through to checkout. And that's what 98% of the people do. And for those who can't do anything online like me right now, you know, I have a phone number to call. So I call the number is 800-861-8255. 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. Now, when you call, sometimes you'll get a recording to leave your name and your phone number. And that happened to me the last two times earlier this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. And I went ahead and left my name, and, you know, and then that worked out really well to get a call back. You'll get a call back, and mine was very prompt, and then boom, I was able to put an order in each time. So that worked out very well, and I think it'll probably work out great for everybody, whether they call in or whether they just do it online. I recommend doing your orders online. That's really the best way to do it. So that's everything, I think. Take advantage of the sale while you can. I thought, let me go ahead and get some collagen and get some heirloom barley for free when I buy my collagen, and I'm going to start using it when it gets here in my Bulletproof coffee in the morning. I'm going to put that in with my Bulletproof coffee and get a start with that. Take my normal Gladiator barley and Boomer Boost and lignans and probiotics, premium probiotics, thank you, all that later in a shake, in a shaker bottle. And that's just what I do. And I think it's really, really good, and I can't wait for everybody to get on. And the Myotrol, yep, I'm taking that every day, along with several other supplements. You know, and it's all good, guys. It's all very good. Now, let's get into where we are in terms of intel. I told you guys at the outset of tonight's call that I would find out where we are, but why didn't we go today? We were thinking we would get started either yesterday or today with the toll-free numbers being delivered to us, and it didn't happen. Well, I found out why it didn't happen, especially why it didn't happen today, because I thought for sure we would get notified today. Well, two things happened. Elon Musk sent up 40 satellites in the last few weeks to help complete the Starlink satellite system, or at least complete for now. These 40 satellites, we had a couple of them that needed to be reoriented correctly. They needed to be re-synced, let's call it, synchronized with everything. In other words, they needed some adjustment. Okay, that's one reason it didn't go. The other reason that it might be even more prominent is that you guys remember Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve. Well, Jerome Powell needed to get relieved of duty, and he resisted, but President Trump insisted by contacting the Supreme Court to make sure that he could do that, and he was able to relieve Jerome Powell with the Fed of his duty at, guess when? 9 o'clock tonight Eastern, the start of the big call. So I thought, well, that's good. Why is it a big deal? All I can say is the Fed is dead. We don't have any reason to have it anymore. And really, there's nobody left in the Federal Reserve building, just like there's nobody left in the IRS building. The remnant of those two organizations have been folded into the new U.S. Treasury. So whatever remnant is there that we need to keep, that's where it's going to be controlled from in the new U.S. Treasury. So that's the reason we couldn't go today. They had to go ahead and make that move to remove Jerome Powell as chairman of the Federal Reserve. Basically, the Fed is dead. All right, we've been saying about that for a while now, and it finally looks like it manifested tonight at 9 o'clock. Now, other things that are happening. First of all, some of you guys probably with 401ks or pension funds or whatever that are invested in the stock market saw the market take a major dip Thursday and Friday, and I think Monday also of this week took a major hit. But it made a real nice comeback yesterday. Now, I didn't see today, but the market made a huge increase back of almost 10% in one day. And I think it may have settled in a little under 10% increase. But basically, the news was that we had a number of countries that really wanted to make a free and fair trade deal with President Trump. And the last number I had from yesterday, and I think it's still holding today, was 75 countries wanted to work a deal out with President Trump for very low tariffs, if not no tariffs, free and fair trade with our country, which is great. And that was the whole reason to put the tariffs out to begin with. So President Trump is succeeding in the fact that that is getting these countries, 75 different countries now, to the table to put a deal together. All right? And that's really where President Trump is at his absolute best as a deal maker, okay? Because he wrote the book, The Art of the Deal. He understands how to do it. He's great at it. And he's great that he's representing our country in making trade deals that will benefit us far into the future. Now, he said it would be a little bit tough for a little while. In other words, with these tariffs, could be a little bit tough for a while. But the one reason the market went up so far yesterday was because the 75 countries came and said, we want to work out a deal. Even China is coming to the party and going to work out a deal. It's all very positive. We're looking good as far as that goes. Now, where was I going with that? Okay, the market has made a nice comeback, and the pause, the 90-day pause that President Trump said was so that there was time for him to meet with each of these countries over the next 3 months and put a trade deal together. So we needed a pause in the tariffs so that they don't take effect, so that we can work out fair and free trade deals with all of these countries. Okay, so this is all part and parcel of getting the countries to come to the party and make a fair trade deal. All right, so that's what happened, in case you're wondering. Now, will the stock market take a hit? Yeah. Did it take one? Yes. Is it rebounding? Well, it did nicely yesterday. I don't see what it did today, but don't worry about it. It will get rebalanced. It will come back up, and it'll probably exceed what we were even before it dropped earlier this week and last week, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. All right, so let's talk about where we are. You know why we didn't go Wednesday or Thursday. Could we go tomorrow, Friday? The word I'm getting right now from, these are upper paymasters with Wells Fargo or people that are talking to other leaders that are redemption center leaders that have maybe 7 redemption centers under their purview, okay? What we're hearing from this individual is that, yes, tomorrow is definitely in play for the 800 numbers to be released and for exchanges to start over the weekend, Saturday or Sunday. And that is what I've heard today that came out, that we have to just say, okay, this is what I'm hearing. You know, maybe this is what's going to actually happen. Maybe it is on a Friday and we get started Saturday, or possibly Sunday and go right on through. Saturday and Sunday are being treated the same. Would it start on a Sunday? I'm not sure. For a long time, I didn't think they would, but now I think they would do it. All right, today is the 10th of April. Easter is the 20th of April. And we have heard that the notifications and the start of exchanges and exchanges are to be underway before Easter, maybe well before Easter Sunday, which is the 20th of April. Now, what else is supposed to happen by or before the 20th? Our Doge direct deposits are supposed to be made to those of us who are on Social Security, and getting a direct deposit from Social, we'll also get our Doge payment by direct deposit to your bank account where the Social Security is that you receive it. Okay, so that's good. Now, let's say you're not on Social Security. Let's say you're 55 or 60 or 62, but you've chosen not to be on Social Security until you're 65, 67, or 70. Okay, what about you that are waiting to even sign up for Social Security? Well, if you have a bank account, which most of you do, I think all of you do, they know about it. And you'll get your Doge deposit by direct deposit through that account. Even though you're not on Social Security, you'll get it on that account as a direct deposit. All right, so that should happen, we believe, for all of us before the 20th or by Easter Sunday, which is the 20th. So that should happen. We should get our RV 800 numbers put out either now, tomorrow, or over the weekend, and we should be good to go. Now, do you guys remember when we talked about Iraq, and Iraq was asked or told by President Trump's address to Alok, the head of the CBI, which we call the SBI now, the Sovereign Bank of Iraq, and also to Dr. Sinan al-Shabibi, who was the head of the CBI for a long, long time. When I first got into the currencies 20 years ago, Dr. Shabibi was the man. He's still probably the man, but he was the head at that time of the CBI. Well, President Trump spoke with both Dr. Shabibi and Alok, A-L-A-K, I believe, about getting everything done that Iraq needed to do by yesterday, the 9th. Well, they came pretty close, because this morning at 2 a.m. on the 10th, Iraq put out and has an international rate for their dinar. Do I know what it is? No. Do I care? No. But it is an international rate that was put out for the people to see this morning at 2 a.m. in the morning. Now, where does that put us? We have tried to get in touch with our contacts in Iraq through our Iraqi American contacts, and they've been blocked again today. And they've been blocked in terms of trying to speak with people in Iraq. It's just blocked. They can't get in. The communication won't go through. So, does Iraq need to celebrate this new international rate on the dinar for 3 days so they can celebrate their new rate? I don't know, guys. I've heard of it said. I've heard it said it's not necessary for that to happen. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. All I know is that if they celebrate, it could be 3 days that they have that rate on their own. And that would be Thursday today, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean we could still get notified Saturday or Sunday? Yeah, I think. But I don't know that the 3 days is necessary for Iraq. I really don't know. That's such an old concept that we've heard so many long time ago. I don't know that it's valid or not. And my contacts can't determine if it's valid. So we're just going to let this thing come to us when it does. All right? Now, let's see where else we are in terms of intel I told you why it didn't go in the last 2 days, including today. But it looks like what we're being told is it could go tomorrow. We could get notified Friday. And look, it might not be in the morning. What if it's after 4 o'clock when all the markets are closed? You know, it's hard to pin it down. Very few people actually know when it's actually going to go. And I'm supposed to be the one to receive the toll-free number when it's available so that I can put it out. I hoped I would have it to put out on the call tonight. Didn't happen. This is a pre-celebration call, not a celebration call. It's pre-celebration, for whatever that means. It's just a call with more up-to-date information that we can have, that we can use to stay grounded as we move forward in this. So, we're at the position right now where we are waiting for something to happen. Let's call it by the weekend. We don't know exactly when, but we believe it could very well be tomorrow, Friday, and we set appointments and could start Saturday or Sunday. It's hard to say. Are they still arresting people? Is there still cleanup? Yes. It is. There is. And we are letting that happen because it ultimately will be very, very good for our country to rid ourselves of the deep state and the ones that have held us back for so long. So I'm feeling like that's a good thing for us to have all that done. Now, when it comes to the timing of this, the thing you need to know is that the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100 are still courses that are available that you need to send Sue an email for. So if you're interested in one or the other or both of those, each one costs $100. The MedBed 100 will prepare you very nicely for your interview process to give you things that you haven't even thought of that you can ask for or talk about at your interview before going into the MedBed. Okay? So that's really valuable. That's $100. And then the Quantum Leader Future Founder course is also $100, and that's available as just Quantum 100 in the subject line. Maybe you want both, MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100. And you'll want to send that email off to integratedminds@hushmail.com. So it would be 15th, 16th, 17th, based on the fact that we don't have numbers. If we have numbers, it would change that. But if you're interested in that course, which is called, It's called Sovereign Authority. Sovereign, S-O-V-E-R-E-I-G-N. Sovereign, S-O-V-E-R-E-I-G-N, Authority, A-U-T-H-O-R-I-T-Y. Sovereign Authority goes in the subject line, or just mention I'm in for Sovereign Authority. I'm in. Okay? And she will know that you're interested in the course. Now, she didn't price it out on the call, but I think it'll be $150 since it's three actual classes, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So be prepared for it to cost you $150. All right? That is it. As far as that goes, that is what we're hearing. And it sounds like we're just about there. We were at the finish line. We didn't cross the finish line. Maybe now, over this weekend, we'll cross it. So we'll have to see what happens. We'll have to pay attention. And we'll have to see how everything goes. So I like to say, take advantage of the sale. Make sure you get Myotrol. If you if you stop because we were out of it. Bob got it back in. We've got plenty of Myotrol for right now and another order coming. So go ahead and get started on it and take advantage of the sale items that you would like to buy. All right? So let's do this, guys. Let's, first of all, thank Sue and Bob as my co-host for doing a wonderful job over these. Boy, it's been 9 3/4 years now, and it's really been great. And I want to thank Big Call Universe for listening and being there for us for all this many years, which we're in our 14th year now of the Big Call. Well, thank you, Big Call Universe. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the signal out to so many different countries all around the globe. And thank you, Pastor Scott. Much continued success with you and your healing and your family. And Jeannie, thank you for your undying love for the Big Call and the prayer and praise requests and reports that you give. And thank you, GCK, Great Creative Kendall. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for being faithful and listening to the Big Call. So let's pray the call out, and then we'll go about having our weekend. Lord God, we just thank you so much that everything's coming into place, that the blessing is about to manifest for us in a very real way. We thank you for all that you've done for us to provide the information. Thank you for bringing it through to completion so that we see evidence of the 800 numbers tomorrow or by the weekend, and that we can get started with our appointments and exchanges. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives to prepare us for this time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody take care and have a great weekend, and we will see you. Maybe we'll have a celebration call. If the numbers come in, we'll just do a recorded call for you. Otherwise, we'll see what happens, okay? So good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.